We are resilient Christians. You know, I think that living in Australia right now and with what is going on, it's good to show the world that we're not backing down, that we're actually resilient in our faith. And so we understand that God will build his church, but we also recognize, like he said to Peter, that on this rock I will build my church. So on Blammer, I will build my church. That's right. I love it. Come on, let's all do that. On Sandy, I will build my church. That's right. That's right. On Caroline, I will build my church. On Helen, I will build my church. On Ben Orr, I will build my church. On Bruce, I will build my. Over here, on Budgie, I will build my. On Leonie, I will build my. On Jeff, I will build my. And so together, we are going to make a statement today of being resilient Christians. We believe the words of Nehemiah in 2:20, where he says, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us." Isn't that a great statement? The God of heaven himself will prosper us, and therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. And chapter 3 of Nehemiah is devoted to all the Israelite families rising up and building. And I would like to bring this into the modern context this morning for us. Let me start by just giving you some of the verses from chapter 3. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren and built the sheep gate. Next to Eliashib, the men of Jericho built. Next to them, Hassanah built the fish gate. Next to them, Zanoah rebuilt the family gate. Next to them, Shallan built the fountain gate. Next to them, Jehoiada rebuilt the old gate. Now, here's the modern day context. Then Nigel, the senior pastor, rose up with his family and staff of C3 Fremantle Wellard and built. Next to them, the board rose up and built. Next to them, the key leaders rose up and built. Next to them, the connect groups rose up and built the Shepherd's Gate. Next to them, Pastor Charlie from Port Care and his brethren rose up and rebuilt the community gate. Next to them, Katie and the children rose up and rebuilt the children's gate. Next to them, Reese and Danny rose up and rebuilt the youth gate. Next to them, Jared and Caroline rose up and rebuilt the worship gate. Next to them, the cafe team rose up and rebuilt the hospitality gate. Next to them, everyone's involved in rebuilding the house of God. Everyone's involved in... You see, here's the thing, and you'll just have to excuse my throat. I know normally I'm a lot stronger, but hey, I'm never not going to do a fast without eating meat again. I tell you, it's killed me. Today's the day I have a steak. Anyway... It's good to lay the flesh aside. It's also good to eat. Thank you, Jesus. Here's the thing. Number one, our story, our future does not end. Does everyone know Christ? Have all the people been set free? Pastor Emma was telling me this week, I think it was, that we're into double digits for our baptisms on the Sunday, Easter Sunday. Double digits. I don't know exactly how many we got so far. We won't just in case some pull out, right, or whatever. But hey, what this is an exciting sign. People wanting to actually not only just make a decision but be discipled. This would not happen without the Shepherd's Gate. This would not happen without the Connect Group gate. This would, you're getting what I'm saying here? And so this place is where we access God. Who enjoys coming in here and worshiping? It's a place where we can together access God. It's a place of salvation. It's a place of worship, a place of prayer, a place of healing, a place of recovery, a place of strength, a place of guidance and teaching, a place of support, a place of miracles. And it's the gate of heaven. And as long as we can keep doing these kinds of things, people coming to Christ, people rising in their faith, people recovering from their past, people finding guidance from His Word, people receiving miracles here and there, then we're not going to stop building the most important house of all. And so we will continue to forge ahead with our plans of our story, our future, till the day that, you know, we're all dead and buried, but someone else is still continuing the vision. And so our work for the kingdom of God is only going to increase across Perth and across our world. And this world needs hope for their future. And the church is where they're going to find it. And God is the giver of life. And Nehemiah understood this. And the river of life flows from his house. It's no ordinary house. Who knows here today that it's not an ordinary house? It's an extraordinary house because Jesus is the head of the church. And so, I mentioned this illustration last week at Wellard, but all the Frio people missed out. So I'm going to give it to you this morning. See, you can belong to the house behind us. The Coffin Cheaters motorcycle gang. They're just here. You often hear their motorbikes. I'm sure they do it on purpose, but hey, we're not intimidated by them. They have many good works for you to perform, all perfectly legitimate, behind their high walls, secretly going about their business. Or you can be a part of a growing army of people called His Church. No high walls to negotiate, no hidden agendas, no secret meetings for their members. A continuous effort to bring God's purposes to pass in this earth. Will you be a part of our story, our future? The Israelite story was unheard of. We sung it, part of it this morning. Moses led the people out of Egypt, out from their depression, out from their slavery, out from their bondage. Does this sound a little bit like you and I? Out from their place of confinement to the edge of the Red Sea. The Egyptians decided they didn't like the fact that now they had to do all the hard work, all the jobs that the Israelites were previously doing. And so they chased after the Israelites. And they caught up to them into a place where in the natural, they appeared to be hemmed in. They were cornered. They were without escape. Moses raised his staff and the Red Sea opened and the Israelites went through on dry land and they were able to touch the sharks through the wave on either side of them. They were able to reach out and grab an octopus tentacle. They were able to reach out and grab a fish as it was swimming beside them. And then once all the Israelites had got through, what happened? The sea went back to normal and the rider and the horse fell into the... It's a new day, church. He has saved you and taken you from out of captivity into His new life. He has saved you and I from certain death. What a picture that we have in Nehemiah's time, they would have remembered this story. And in Nehemiah 4:14, it says this, "And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." And at this stage of the wall being rebuilt, it was about halfway. And their enemies conspired to attack them and cause confusion. And Nehemiah rose up. Is anyone willing to rise up today? Nehemiah rose up and said, "Remember the Lord, great and awesome." What a great statement. Remember the Lord, great and awesome. Let's say it together. Remember the Lord, great and awesome. See, the unexpected bill will come. The car will need repairs, or worse, it'll get smashed up. The washing machine will need replacing. The children will get sick. Your investment property may take a dive, or the rent may not come in as anticipated. And you've put a faith promise card in. And I, like Nehemiah, would say to you today, rise up and remember the Lord, great and awesome. I would say that if God's given you the idea of what it is that you are to put into, then remember the Lord, great and awesome. Because the giants will come and try and intimidate you. There are things that come from earth that we think are just natural, and some of them are, but some of them are straight from the enemy to try and stop our faith and stop the kingdom of God moving forward. So we will rise up, and because God is great and awesome. And so, secondly, we must take steps of faith. Turn to your neighbor and take steps of faith. Take steps of faith. And so we sing a song from Psalm 84. We sung it today. I won't sing, but just one day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. What a great song. Even a sparrow finds a home there, Psalm 84 says. In Psalm 84 verse 6, it says this, which we don't sing, but it says this, that people who belong to the house of God, they go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. I want to be a part of those kind of people. They go from strength to strength. You know, when Andrew and I came to Fremantle originally, I think it was about 23 years ago now, we had a house and land that we had bought total north of the river for $50,000. The block of land was about 18, the rest was the house. A few years later, when we felt the call to come down here, and with C3 Hepburn Heights approval and the board approval then, those 23 years ago, we came down here and we were looking for a home, and we were looking around and we couldn't find anything under about $150,000. And I remember distinctly knowing that something had to shift inside of me. That what was up north, just, you know, half an hour, well, 50 minutes away, was going to be different. And I had to expand in my mind. My capacity had to grow. I'm so glad that I was able to, with Andrea and my young family at the time, actually take that step now. Because who knows that sometimes we can get ourselves quite stuck. And so my mind had to expand and my capacity had to expand or increase. And once our mind has expanded, it wasn't long before our family home became, well, we were able to build it. You see, once our capacity had increased, we were able also to see the future of his church in Fremantle. And it wasn't long after our house purchase that we stretched to believe for this facility to become a reality. Is anyone glad we have a facility of our own? Yes. See, if we cannot expand, we will get stuck. And the world around us will crush us. When I was a young person growing up in church, all rock music was evil. Now we sing rock music and people come to Christ. True, right? Those of you who have been around long enough. See, if you get stuck in old paradigms and old concepts, you won't be able to grow. And you will lose touch with the people around you. Grow bigger or be left behind. My mum turned 78 years old last weekend. She's not your typical senior. She still attends the church we were planted out from, C3 Hepburn Heights. The senior pastor, Jason Schroeder, said to me, because I had a meeting with him two weeks ago, your mum is always positive, always has a good word to say. She knows how to use the church app and the Bible app and still has one of the biggest connect groups in our church. I rang mum this last week just because she video called me on WhatsApp and I missed the call. And I spoke to mum and she said that she'd been to the shop to get her nails done. I don't know what they call those places. What are they called? A salon. A nail salon. Is that the word? I thought it must have been something a lot more, you know. Anyway, a nail salon. That's one place I will never visit in my life. But anyway, I thought mum showed me last week, you know, and she's got four blue nails and one silver one on each hand. And I thought, that's pretty cool, mum. That's radical, you know, like... Anyway, while she was getting her nails done again, I don't know if this is a two-weekly thing for her or what, but anyway, I don't know how long they last, but hey, she's there again. And the lady next to her in her late 50s says, just pipes up and says, I hate Easter. I hate all the presents the kids expect me to buy, the chocolate, the shopping. And mum says to her, well, you know that Easter isn't about that, it's about Jesus. At 78, what do you got to lose, hey? Mum says to me that that conversation obviously continued, but last Sunday the lady turned up at C3 Hepburn Heights. And she said, would you mind if I come to your connect group? I know you're full. She's now got 18 people in her little house. Is this the church in action? Is this what our story, our future is about? From strength to... From strength, this is not about age. This is about actually having a spirit within us that loves God with all their heart. And every faith promise is an expansion of your faith and your giving over many years. Boom. If I had some bricks here, I haven't got any. Anyway, you know, I feel like I would like some. You know, every brick you lay, boom. Another person coming to Christ. Boom! Someone gets a healing. Boom! Someone gets a house that they thought they couldn't afford. Boom! Someone comes back that someone's been praying for. Mum and dad have been praying for years and they've been away from the house of God. Boom! Total recommitment. A boyfriend who loves God. A girlfriend who loves God. Boom, a healing. Connect groups multiplying. You see, Nehemiah was right. The God of heaven himself will prosper us. It's a call to action like no other. And once the people led by Nehemiah had completed the rebuilding of Jerusalem, they made a vow. This is what we do with a faith promise card. We make a vow to God. We are saying, Lord, I'm trusting you. This is a serious deal that I want to see the house of God expand. I want to see like they wanted to see the walls of Jerusalem rebuilt. And it says in Nehemiah 10:39, the second part of that verse, I think we've got it, Conrad. We will not neglect the house of our God, it says. Nehemiah 10:39, yeah, last little bit. There you go. The very last line there. And we will not neglect the house of our God. Impacting, right? Do you know what all the people from all the tribes and people groups did? They physically brought... Now, don't forget that they've come from They've been isolated. They've come back. They weren't following the Lord, many of these Jews. They'd actually left their relationship with God behind. But they first made this commitment. And they brought a tenth of their goods into the storehouses of the Lord. Because back in those days, it wasn't money. It was all based on their goods. And so they traded in goods. A bit like the barter card today. And so they had like a wheelbarrow, and they'd bring their wheelbarrow into the house of God with the first fruits of their grain and the first potatoes and their first, I don't know, what do they have back then? Turnips and those kind of things. And all those, you know, anyway, raisins and olives and, well, they did have good wine. So all the vineyard, you know, all the vintners would bring all their, anyway. All right, so the first sign that you have not neglected the house of God is to bring your tithe consistently into his house. That's first and foremost. It's a principle throughout the Word of God. God has been generous with you and I. Is that true? He gave us his only son. He has changed your future. He has redeemed you. And the second sign that you are growing in faith is becoming a generous person. And I love what Isaiah 32 verse 8 says on this. A generous man devises generous things, and by generosity he shall stand. By what? He shall. Now, Nehemiah had a dedication ceremony to celebrate the completion of the wall. So they were intimidated, but they pushed through. We will not neglect the house of our God. We will rise up. We will continue. Yes, we'll post people that have a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other, but we will not lay down this work because it's the greatest work of all. And it's because of guys like Nehemiah who led the people that we are here today. And it's the same future for us. I thank you that my children will continue the same message, and our children's children will continue the same message generation after generation, because nothing gets in the way of building God's house. It's the greatest house. And so, you know, these guys, they were doing like, they had choirs happening. And, you know, because it's a celebration now, they've rebuilt the city. And there were shouts of joy that all the enemies could hear around them. And there were trumpets blasting, and there was dancing. It was a celebration of the new life that they had found in God. And the Bible says, also that day, this is Nehemiah 12:43, also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. I was lost, but now I'm found. Is anyone pleased about that? You know, I was afraid, but now I am set free. I know the love of God. I'm not fearful anymore. I was lonely, but now I have a home to belong to. There's lots I could say there. The truth is that when you know your God, you're grateful for the life he has given you, you rise up, you take action, and you bring great sacrifices into the house of God, because it's a mandate from God himself. He's given us the greatest sacrifice of all. And we step into our future together. And God will always make you think that you are better than you are. Has anyone noticed that? Let me just explain it this way. I can imagine some of the comments from the people, from these groups of people that were rebuilding the fish gate and all these other gates. And they're having their victory celebration. And they would have said things like this: that Sanballat the Horonite, he thought he could take us down, but we showed him. Tobiah thought he had us hoodwinked, but we were not going to be perturbed by his empty threats. And as for that Geshem the Arab, well, he may well have laughed at us, but who's laughing now? And so there was this victory shout, and together, who knows that together you can do so much more than alone. And so I will not succumb to the culture of this world and be myopic. I will not be small-minded. It is not about me and what I can get out of my marriage. about what I can get out of my work, about what I can get out of this life, about what I can work less and get more. Jesus wants us to embrace pain. Turn to your neighbour and say, it's okay to embrace pain. I've told you before, I have a personal trainer some years ago, look at me in the eye and say, pain is a sign of weakness leaving your body. I'm not 100% convinced now that I'm in my 50s, but hey, when I was younger, oh yeah, you know. Until I had to go to hospital, of course, but you know. But the point is this. Sacrifice actually brings strength into our world. We go from strength to? I've lost a few kilos. Looking forward to having some meat, as I was saying earlier. But the sacrifice has achieved some goal. I wasn't really wanting to lose any weight particularly, but hey, it was a goal that happened to be there. And you know, some sacrifices are good for us. They make us more healthy. They make us see and I think in this case, what we're doing is we're having a generous spirit. We have a mind to know what God wants for our lives, and that's an important thing for all those that have fasted and prayed. Give yourselves a pat on the back. You can finish after this service if you like. There you go. Anyway, they finish the work, finish the celebrations, and Nehemiah says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10, I think it is. So faith promise card before we give the today. Or take our cards and give together as couples or singles or whatever we are this morning. First of all, does everyone have a card? Does everyone have a card? The ushers have a few if you need a card. Everyone have a card? See, the faith promise card keeps us focused. It's saying, I'm here to make a difference. It's a tool that keeps us having an outward-focused life. So firstly, what can I give? What can I give? I know I can afford this much. Those of us that budget, I know I can afford this much. Secondly, what can I give up? What can I give up? Turn to your neighbour and say, what can I give up? Some of you are just looking, thinking, I'm just going to eat. That's all I want to do today. But I know it's all I want to do, but anyway, okay. But just because, hey, food's on my mind, one takeaway pizza per week is over $1,000 a year. Now, some of you go out a lot. You give up one meal out, it's thousands. It adds up to thousands a year. This is something all of us can do. And lastly, what can I believe God for? Faith tells me that no matter what lies ahead, God is already there. And this is the place that Nehemiah lived. The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Let's say it together before we come and bring our offerings. The God of heaven himself will. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. And so this morning, I'd like the music team first to bring their offering so they can come and be a part of the celebration. If the music team could do that and come up on stage, those of you that are on stage today, that'd be fantastic. Awesome. And now if I think my wife and I could lead the staff and the board, that'd be good. If everyone else would like to just come when they're ready, please do that. The guys are going to start to sing. But please take your seats once you've given. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just, while it's happening, just yeah, that's good. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is a day of significance. We thank you, Lord, that today is a day of forging ahead. And we thank you, Lord, that we will arise and we will build. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to be doing in our future. Lord, I thank you for every person that's made a faith promise. Lord, I thank you for miracles. I thank you for Lord, that your heart for them. And I thank you, God, that if nothing else, we will bless your name and see your house progress because we love you for all that you have done. Just keep coming if you need to. Please keep coming. Once we've done that, why don't we stand up and we're going to sing a song this morning.
It's better than a thousand elsewhere. It's better than a thousand elsewhere.
While we're singing, if you still need to give, please do that.
Just one day in your courts. It's better than a thousand elsewhere. It's better than a thousand elsewhere. Just one day in your courts. It's better than a thousand elsewhere. It's better than a thousand elsewhere. You're the whisper, you're the shout. Hear the sound as the walls come down on the mountain through the fire. You are my only desire. In the darkness, you're the light. Found my hope in Jesus Christ. Everlasting, lifted higher. You are my only desire. You're the whisper, you're the shout. Hear the sound as the walls come down on the mountain through the fire. You are my only desire. In the darkness, you're the light. Found my hope in Jesus Christ. Everlasting, lifted higher. You are my only. Just one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. It's better than a thousand elsewhere.
Come on, church, and sing.
Just one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Better than a thousand elsewhere.
Let's sing it again.
Just one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. It's better than a thousand elsewhere. Ooh, just one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. It's better than a thousand elsewhere.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, what a privilege it is to pastor these amazing people. Father, we pray now, God, as we've given sacrificially in faith, God, I just pray, Father, that you're going to release from heaven your blessing, God. I pray the anointing of growth and increase to be upon our campuses. Father, I pray that this offering, Lord, you will not only bless us, God, but Father, we'll see hundreds and hundreds of people come to Christ because of God. This is such a sweet incense. God, it goes up before you, God. It's well-pleasing, Lord. And I pray the desires of our heart to see our family, our friends, and our community in your house. God, the enemy's been pushed back. And Father, now we've made more room for your kingdom to come on this earth. Lord, we pray that this church, God, Wellard, Father, it would expand and grow with many people coming to Christ. Lord, we pray, God, this is a holy day. It's a holy moment. And Father, I thank you for these incredible faith-filled people. Lord, I pray that you will pour out such blessing that there will not be room enough to contain it in their lives. God bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you, church. We're so proud of you, so honored that we get to pastor you, and we just know that God is going to do an incredible thing. It's not money, guys. It's just incredible. It's an incredible thing we've done today. God bless you. Let's celebrate, knock out some walls and eat some cake. You love you.
Jesus, the light that guides my way. You took all my fears through the cross. Your perfect love has set me free. As you were my hope when I'm lost. Jesus, the light that guides my way. You took all my fears through the cross. Your perfect love has set me free. You set me free. Perfect love has set me free, set me free. Oh, perfect love has set me free, set me free. Oh, your perfect love has set me free, set me free. Oh, your perfect love has set me free.